today on the Trent Out Loud podcast. And Taylor Swift completely disrespected Celine Dion on the podium. What up? It's your boy Trent Out Loud, and I'm back with another episode. All right, I got a really good show set up for you guys today. I got to talk about the Grammy Awards. A lot went down. You know I got quick news, and of course I got sport updates. Y'all know what time it is. Put your headphones on. Put your earbuds in. Turn your devices up. I'm about to start this show. Let's go. Before I get to any mess that happened at the Grammy Awards, let me tell you guys about some notable winners. Killer Mike had a clean sweep. He swept in every single category he was in. He won Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Performance. Shout out to Killer Mike. Victoria Monet won Best R&B Album. SZA won Best Progressive R&B Album. Truth be told, I don't know what the difference is between progressive R&B and R&B, but shout out to Victoria Monet and shout out to SZA because I love them both. Billie Eilish won Song of the Year. Miley Cyrus won Record of the Year for Flowers, which I thought was a really good choice because I actually really, really like that song. It's actually a really catchy song, and we're going to listen to that song years from now. That's a good track. Victoria Monet won for Best New Artist. Jay-Z won the Dr. Dre Global Icon Award. And I'm sure most of you have heard by now, Taylor Swift has won her fourth album of the year for Midnights. All right, I'm going to start my takes off with Taylor Swift. I am a Montrealer, a Quebecer, and a Jamaican. And you guys know that Quebecers, Montrealers, and Jamaicans, everybody in the West Indian loves Celine Dion. And Taylor Swift completely disrespected Celine Dion on the podium. Celine Dion has been very vocal about the disease that she's dealing with, stiff person syndrome. So it was a shock to see Celine Dion show up at the Grammy Awards. It was a standing ovation. Everybody was so happy to see her there. She looked amazing. She sounded amazing. Everybody was just in awe of seeing her. And of course, she was there to present the most coveted award of the night, Album of the Year. When she first came out, Taylor Swift was in her seat applauding. She was like, oh my gosh, Celine Dion. And then when she announced that Taylor Swift won, Taylor Swift was acting all shocked, like it was like the craziest award of her entire life. She's won three already, so I don't know what she's so shocked about. But she walks up to the stage and she totally doesn't even acknowledge Celine Dion. She takes the award from Celine Dion and doesn't even look at her, doesn't thank her, doesn't hug her. And then she gets up to the mic, says a bunch of stuff, says her thank yous and her acknowledgments. And she never says anything about Celine Dion. Thank you for making it here, for presenting me this award, and just acts like Celine Dion wasn't there. It was totally disrespectful. Of course, Taylor Swift's PR team heard all the people complaining about this on Twitter and social media. And then like 10 or 15 minutes after the award show, you started seeing pictures of Celine Dion and Taylor Swift popping up online. I'm going to put up the picture on my YouTube page for those who are watching this. And by the way, I'm not going to put any audio or video of the award show because CBS is very tight with that and they're probably going to take my video down. So I'm not going to put in any audio of CBS of the Grammy Awards, but I will put up some pictures. But like I said, Taylor Swift, them putting out like a picture of her and Celine Dion hugging after is not enough. Taylor needs to come up, like make a tweet about it. She needs to tweet about it, or she needs to make a video and be like, hey, really sorry, I was overwhelmed, whatever the explanation could be. And I don't understand how she could be so overwhelmed, because like I said, she's won the award three times already. So how do you just not acknowledge the queen, Celine Dion? Like, this is like one of the top five vocalists of our time. Like, it's just not even of our time, of singers period. But anyways, I just thought that was really disrespectful of Taylor. That was my little rant. Like I said, I'm a Montrealer, I'm a Quebecer, and I have to stand up for my people. So shout out Celine Dion. I'm happy that you're doing so much better. I'm happy that you're able to make it out, and I hope that one day you could actually go back out on tour and perform. Anyways, shout out to Celine Dion. I am going to move on now. So let me stop back. So let me start back at the top of the show. Trevor Noah hosted the show. He did a really good job. There's been a lot of back and forth about, you know, hosting and comedians post hosting nowadays. But I really think that Trevor Noah did a really good job. His jokes were funny. He didn't offend anybody. There wasn't like any awkward silences. So Trevor Noah did a good job. Like I said at the top, Killer Mike won. He swept all three categories that he was in. Oddly enough, he was arrested during the award ceremonies. There was a video, I'll maybe put up the video, of him being handcuffed and being walked out in the middle of the award show, which was totally uncalled for. Apparently, some reports are saying that he had a disagreement with a security guard, and he got arrested on misdemeanor charges. Teslin Figaro put out this post maybe around 10, 11 o'clock, and she said, "Update, I talked to Killer Mike's wife. He was arrested and has now been released 30 minutes ago." So this was around 11 o'clock. So he wasn't able to be there in the award show, but apparently I heard that he kind of maybe went to some after parties after. I'm not too sure about that, but totally disrespectful. Even if the LAPD needed to arrest him or needed to speak with him, we all know where he was. They could have waited till after the award show instead of embarrassing this man like that. He just won 3 Grammy Awards for one album, and that's just disrespectful. What else happened? The Grammys made a mistake with announcing Best Rap Song. They made a mistake and they announced that Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice won for Best Rap Song. While the award ceremony is going on, the Twitter account for the Grammy Awards live tweets the winners. And they made a mistake. It was Killer Mike that won, but they announced that Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice won. I was listening to The Breakfast Club this morning, and Charlamagne thinks that it was done purposely to kind of get people talking. And, you know, we all know how social media works. The more viral something goes and, you know, you piss off a certain demographic of people, people are going to retweet it. It starts trending. And all you hear is the Grammys are trending. And ironically, I didn't even know that the Grammy Awards were this Sunday. And guess what? How I found out? I found out because this popped up on my Instagram feed of Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice being, you know, they were not the real winners, that the Grammy Awards made a mistake and was really Killer Mike. And there was like, not 100,000, but it was like 10 or 20,000 comments underneath. And I was like, oh yeah, the Grammy Awards are on. So maybe Charlamagne is on to something, like who knows? Anyways, the Grammy Awards made a mistake and they fixed that. What else happened? Jay-Z won the award for the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, and he took the opportunity to voice his opinion on the award shows, on the Grammys, not getting it right, especially when it comes to hip-hop and R&B and your black celebrities, just call it what it is. He talked about DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Will Smith, boycotting for winning the first Grammy Awards and not being televised. And then he boycotted it. Then when Jay-Z won in 1998, he boycotted it because DMX wasn't nominated. And then also he talked about Beyonce having more Grammys than anybody in the world, and she has never won Album of the Year. But then you have Taylor Swift, who's only won 14 Grammys, and of her 14 Grammys, 4 are for Album of the Year. So it's kind of just a little bit like, well, how does that make sense? One is the most awarded Grammy Award winner, but you don't give her Album of the Year, but Taylor Swift has won 14. So that means that she's only won 10 for other things, but then 4 for Album of the Year. And you cannot sit down and tell me that Beyonce doesn't make good albums. Because that's what some people are saying online, is that maybe she makes good songs and that's why she's winning awards, but Album of the Year is a collective project. Are you trying to tell me that Beyonce doesn't make good, solid albums? Like, you could sit down and listen to a Beyonce song from the first track to the last track and you don't have to skip it. Like, it's a cohesive album. I understand there's some artists out there who shall remain nameless. I'm not trying to start any beef, but yes, we all know there's some artists that are just track based, especially nowadays. There's a lot of artists that are just, you know, trying to make it on TikTok and they're trying to make it on, you know, social media. They're trying to make trends. Like Beyonce makes full collective cohesive album. So there's no reason why Beyonce should have never have won album of the year. So shout out to Jay-Z for calling the Grammy Awards out on that. And also shout out to him for bringing up Blue up there, his daughter Blue. I can't believe how big she is. She's almost like his height. It's weird because we all saw Blue growing up. But anyway, shout out to the Carter family. And lastly, my last take on something was the Burna Boy performance. I was so excited to see Burna Boy perform. It was announced that Burna Boy is going to be performing. It will be the first time Afrobeats will ever be performed at the Grammys, or an African artist performed at the Grammys. And I was so excited. That's actually how I heard about the Grammys a couple of weeks ago. And then, like I said, I forgot that it was actually last night. So I was so excited to tune in to see Burna Boy. And then, like, no shade towards Brandy and 21 Savage, but he did Sitting on Top of the World. And I guess the remix is with 21 Savage. And he brought out Brandy and 21 Savage. Like, we want to see Afrobeats. We don't want to see Brandy and 21 Savage. We don't want an American version of Afrobeats. And Sitting on Top of the World is the least Afrobeat sounding song that Burner has. So listen, on the one side, I understand coming from the music industry, you're there, sort of past being in the music industry in the past. I understand the Grammy Awards or any award show, you're there to promote your new material. I totally get that. And that's the lead single for his new album. So I get why you don't want to promote albums from 2 or 3 or 5 years ago. However, this is not the third or fourth time you're on a stage. This is the first time ever you're there representing the continent of Africa. You're there representing a quote unquote new genre of music. Although Afrobeats is really 20, 25 years old, but it's new to us here in North America. And it's actually arguably taking over dance hall and hip hop. So I just think for the first time for it to be on the Grammy stage, I just think that Burner should have done a better job at maybe even bringing some other Afrobeat artists, or really just doing his old stuff and letting this crowd at the Grammys and the Grammy people who are watching at home really understand what Afrobeats is all about. It was just really bad. I could read a couple of comments. Somebody said he should have done it himself. Somebody said, did they skip sound check? Somebody said this sounds like a mess. Somebody said they should have let him do it alone. Brandy is a little extra, isn't she? Shout out to Brandy. This is no shade at Brandy. Somebody said Burner should have carried his performance alone. He's a better performer than any human being present tonight. Okay, I don't know about all that, but anyways, man, they should have really just let him do his thing. Like I said, I just wanted to show you that it's just not my proof. Not just my opinion. Somebody wrote, Afrobeats where Brandy's mic sounded louder than Burner's. It's true. You couldn't even really hear Burna Boy. You couldn't hear. Anyway, it was just a total mess. But shout out to Burner. You know, he's one of my favorite artists. But I was just really disappointed in that. And I guess that's all I have to say. So yeah, that's my Grammy roundup. Like I said, it was a really good show. Trevor Noah did well. Everybody did well. All the performance was really good. Billy Joel came out. He hadn't written or performed in 30 years. All around, because sometimes some award shows can get a little bit boring. All around, I was happy with it, except for a couple of mishaps. But it was a good show. I liked it a lot. So shout out to the Grammys. Talking on music, Universal Music has pulled its music, all of its music, off of TikTok. So if you guys remember, I told you this last week where Universal Music was threatening TikTok to remove all the Universal artists off of the app. And I was saying to you, like, I don't really think this is going to happen. I think it's really a threat. Well, I was wrong. They actually really did it. Let me read the report to you. Universal Music Group, a powerhouse in the music industry, has decided to pull its catalog off of TikTok. The core of the dispute is Universal Music Group demands better compensation for their music, reflecting its values and contribution to TikTok's success. On the flip side, TikTok defends its position as a vital platform for music discovery and artist promotion. I can't lie, I could really see both sides of the argument here because a lot of songs, a lot of music gets broken on TikTok nowadays and not on radio. I'll continue. Universal Music Group is not just fighting for more cash. They're worried about their music being mishandled by TikTok's AI, losing its soul in the process. TikTok clapped back saying Universal Music Group is just being greedy and forgetting about the free promo they're getting from their billions of users. Like I said, this is a pretty decent argument. I cannot lie. For the average TikTok user, the absence of Universal Music's catalog might not be immediately noticeable. However, as time goes on, users may feel the impact, particularly when discovering new music. Users accustomed to engaging with content featuring hits from artists like Taylor Swift might explore a more diverse range of music, potentially benefiting lesser known artists. This could also challenge content creators who rely on trendy music to attract views and engagements, pushing them to be more creative. I don't know about this one, man. I really don't know what's going to happen. I don't see this lasting very long. People say it's not going to last very long. But hey, I was wrong, and I'm sure a bunch of people were wrong too when they said that Universal will not pull their music. But I think both sides have a good argument. TikTok is saying, listen, you know, we don't pay you super well, but we help launch songs and launch artists for you. And the artists also get the benefit because they get, you know, appearance fees and stage shows. So they make their money off their live performances. Universal gets to break music and then they make money off of radio play or, you know, commercial or movie ads. And TikTok benefits because they get to have their creators have access to music. So right now, you know, everybody is winning. But I guess Universal's putting their foot down saying, hey, this is our music. We own it. You guys got to pay it, pay us for it. And I guess they looked at and they know that these platforms, these social media platforms, especially TikTok, who is more home to creators and not so much influencers like how Instagram is, that TikTok is going to have a hard time maintaining their place in the social media sphere without having music, especially music like Universal. Where I think it actually might even get even worse is that if other music labels start pulling their catalog from TikTok, then TikTok is going to be in real trouble. And of course, they're going to have to pay out. I will keep you guys up to date. I will trend on this, but let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Is it over for TikTok or will they have to start paying out? Let me know what you think in the comment section below. All right, it's time for everyone's favorite quick news. Ring my bell. All right, over the weekend, Drake and J. Cole kicked off their tour. The tour name is Big As What? You guys know from their song, As Big As the Super Bowl. They kicked off their tour. It's all over social media. It's not only over social media for them kicking off their tour. Drake is actually in some questionable like costume for those who can't see this, I'll describe it to you. Kind of looks like a dinosaur kind of outfit, like the bones of the back of a dinosaur. I have no idea what's going on. If anybody has gone to the first concert or somebody knows why he's wearing this outfit, please let me know. But it's trending all over social media. We don't know what Drake is wearing. And Drake is also trending because during the concert, when they play his and Rihanna's song Work, he said this. I'll play a small little clip.
Yeah, I don't sing this song anymore. You can sing it for me.
Why aren't you performing Work anymore? Like, what's going on? Jess Hilaris was on The Breakfast Club this morning, and she said, by the way, shout out to Jess on her first day at The Breakfast Club. Jess was like, hey, if you don't want to perform the song, why wouldn't you just tell your DJ to not play the song? So the fact that he put it on and then said that, Jess is assuming that he did it on purpose and he wants to shade Rihanna purposely. Like, who knows? Maybe he thought it would actually trend just like how the Grammys thought it would trend. I guess that's what you got to do now. You got to have trending viral moments for people to know that the Grammys are on and that Drake and J. Cole's concert started. Maybe he's doing the same thing as the Grammys. Who knows? But anyways, and also too, I heard also this morning that he has thrown shade at Rihanna on a song like last year, but I don't know what's going on with that. More importantly, The Drake and J. Cole concert has kicked off. If you guys are Drake and J. Cole fans, get your ticket now. I think there's still some tickets available, but it's going to sell out quickly. Nelly and Ashanti were spotted in Miami at Club 11. I was actually there when I was there for Art Basel. Shout out to the people at Club 11. It's a super dope club. It's actually a 24-hour club. It never closes. It's absolutely crazy. Anyways, I'm going to put up a picture on YouTube. And people are speculating that Ashanti is pregnant, which we know that it's not really a surprise because they kind of hinted it a couple of months ago. But she has like a, you know, some short shorts on and she has like a really big t-shirt over it. She looks a little thicker than normal. And nobody addressed it. Nobody said anything. We all know Ashanti is pregnant, but she's doing like the Halle Bailey thing where she's just letting people in the media speculate and not confirm or deny. But Ashanti is looking good out here. Ashanti and Nelly back together, having kids. I always joke on my Instagram how Ashanti is my wife and how much I love Ashanti because you guys know I am a very big Ashanti fan. But that is all jokes, and all jokes aside, I'm very happy that these two got back together. So shout out to Nelly and Ashanti. Patrick Mahomes Sr. has been arrested for DUI for the third time. Just to be clear so that nobody misinterprets this, Patrick Mahomes Sr., meaning Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, yeah, his father, has got arrested for the third time for drinking while driving. I don't understand why this man is drinking and driving. He's Patrick Mahomes' father. Like, bro, your son has a contract that's worth $500 million. Get drunk somewhere and get a driver. You can afford it. This is being ridiculous. But I just want to make that clear because there's a lot of people that are like, Patrick Mahomes got arrested for DUI. It's Patrick Mahomes Sr. It's his father, people. All right. This brings us to question of the day. I got a really cool question of the day today. If you enter a restaurant and you see your partner on a date, do you confront your partner? Do you pass up the opportunity or do you just go home? But I mean, pass or go home is the same thing, but whatever. Do you confront them or do you leave? What do you do? All right, let's go to the comment section. And Monica was actually in the comment section. Monica wrote, "This happened to me before many years ago. I'm so grateful the officer was a fan and the internet did not exist." That's hilarious. Cop the Juice wrote, "Walk up to the table and loudly say, 'So this is the reason why I'm taking antibiotics 3 times a day.'" That's so wrong. I Am Lady H said, "Are you asking the 20-year-old me or the 45-year-old me?" That's funny. Millie Jean Batty said, "Somebody might as well yell action because it's fitting to be a scene." Call Tyrone 911 said, "I sat down unseen, ate at the bar, and then sent them both a drink. Waited for the waitress to point out who sent it, then I left." That's gangster. What we celebrating? Clank, clank, my divorce. Janice Smith wrote, "Go home. He already made his decision, so why get mad? Take the classy route. Move on like he never existed." Why are you assuming it's a man? But whatever. But I guess she's a woman, so she's talking from her perspective. All right, those weren't the best comments in the world. But okay, so my answer, and take my advice, do not confront them. Do not do anything. Simply go home, process, and don't tell your partner anything. Sometimes even take days, sometimes even take weeks. Don't say a word to them. Maybe not even tell them, period. Just plot of what you want to do. The power you have over that person is them thinking maybe he or she might know. I'm not too sure. Why are they leaving me? Why are they breaking up? And you could ask them little questions like, you know, like, is there something you want to tell me? Is there something going on that you want to talk to me about? Is there, you know, I feel like there's something that might be going on. Like, you can give them little hints, but don't ever tell them. Let them tell you. Never tell anybody anything that you find out. I'm telling you, it's the best piece of advice you ever gotten. If you ever find somebody lying to you, never, ever, ever tell them. I'm telling you, you always win. You're always in the driver's seat and they'll always be in the back of their head being like, I wonder if he knows. I wonder what he knows. Let them tell you the truth. If they're not ready to tell you the truth, then why do you need to tell them? Just trust me. And lastly, let's jump into some sports news. The NHL All-Star was this past weekend. It was actually in Toronto. Shout out to the NHL. I never actually started with the NHL. Because it was the All-Star, I'm going to start out with the NHL. Like I said, I'm keeping my promise. I am a Canadian. I'm going to report on hockey. And I actually watched it. Friday night, the skills competition, I just have to admit, it was actually really boring. I think anybody would admit that it was pretty boring. Connor McDavid won. I think he won $1 million. I don't understand how come he gets to take that money home. Normally, when you see these things, they play for charity. I don't think he needs the $1 million, but whatever. He won the skills competition. It was a little bit boring, but whatever. I got through it. And the All-Star game itself, I'm not exactly how it works. I didn't watch this actually, but I think they have like two games and then there's a final. So the first game was Team McKinnon against Team McDavid. Team McDavid won. And then the next game was Team Matthews against Team Hughes. And then Team Matthews won. So then it was Team McDavid and Team Matthews. And actually, Team Matthews won. So all of that to say that Connor McDavid's team did not win the All-Star game. For you NHL fans out there, let me know what you think about this format. Maybe this is something the NBA can adopt, actually, instead of just having like one big game. I kind of like this where you have kind of two kind of like playoff games and then a final. I don't know how you do that all in one day. Do they do it quarter or do you, you can't play two games in one day. Anyways, let me know what you guys think of the All-Star format and let me know what you guys think about Team Matthews winning. All right, let's jump into some NBA scores. The Nets beat the Sixers. The Hawks beat the Warriors. The Kings beat the Bulls. The Lakers beat the Knicks. If I'm not mistaken, Knicks was on a 9-game winning streak, so that means that they ended it. It looks like LeBron played while he sat out during the Boston game, so shout out to the Lakers. I feel bad for the Knicks. But hey, yo, you got to lose at some point, bro. The Kings beat the Bulls and the Bucks beat the Mavericks. And some NBA scores from yesterday. That was Saturday scores from yesterday. The Magic beat the Pistons. The Suns beat the Wizards. The Pacers beat the Hornets. The Clippers beat the Heat. The Thunder beat the Raptors. My Raptors can't catch a break, yo. Timberwolves beat the Rockets. Jazz beat the Bucks and the Nuggets beat the Trailblazers. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Trent Out Loud. Peace! For more content, you could subscribe, download, or listen to the Trent Out Loud podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or you could watch us on YouTube. Just search Trent Out Loud. For showtimes and updates, you could follow us on all social platforms at Trent Out Loud. Go to signupexpert.com/Trent. Once you sign up for all betting apps and get all your bonuses and get all your rewards, go to your app store and download BetStamp and use promo code TOL.